I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best known works of poetry in Australia by Dorothy McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Australia is a country rich in history and culture. Australia's indigenous, known as Aborigines, are believed to have travelled across the sea from Indonesia many thousands of years ago. Europeans arrived in the 16th century. The Portuguese were first, followed by the Dutch and the English. As a continent, Australia is actually physically similar in size to the USA, Europe and China. But even as it is a big country, it is one of the most sparsely populated in the world. There are quite a number of nomadic Aborigines living in many areas of Australia and have been living on this wide brown land for thousands of years. Australian wildlife has a reputation of being cute and cuddly animals. Some of these fascinating animals include kangaroos, koalas, possums, dingoes, and Tasmanian devils. Additionally, there are only two species of monotremes in the world, and Australia is home to both of them. The echidnas, a type of spiny anteater, and the platypus. Australia, like most other places in the world, has its own myths and legends. Some of them come from Aboriginal Dreamtime stories, like how the kookaburra got his laugh. The origins of many are unknown. Some legends were written into poems and songs, which in turn evolved into legends as well, and in the telling, the poets themselves also became legends. Modern Australia is host to people from all over the world. Indeed, the country is home to some of the world's most talented people. In literature, the author Patrick White is a Nobel Prize winner, and fellow authors Peter Carey and Thomas Keneally are recipients of the famed Booker Prize. In opera, Dame Joan Sutherland is Australia's best-known diva. She was the undisputed coloratura soprano of her time. Nellie Melba was the world's biggest opera star at the beginning of the 20th century. In cinema, Australia is home to Oscar winners Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman. Musically, the country has produced famous bands such as the Bee Gees, AC/DC, INXS and Midnight Oil. In 1993, sincere truth seekers invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to make a stopover during her 1993 World Lecture Tour to share her wisdom and insights about God and spirituality. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted their invitation. Please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture entitled, To Be One with God is to Do Without Doing, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Melbourne, Australia on March 14, 1993.
ancient masters, for example Lao Tzu and Guan Yin, describe the ultimate goal as a void where there is no attachment, no method, no sound, nothing. So may I ask why you place much emphasis on exterior things like hearing sound and seeing light?
Does it say no sound, really? No. Oh, I have some books here, Lao Tzu. Look, let's see what he said. He talks a lot about heavenly music, about the Tao. The Tao, you don't need to use the ears, but you can hear it. You don't need to use the eyes, but you can see. These are the invisible light and invisible sound. He didn't say no sound. He didn't say anything about no sound. He said you don't need to use the ears, but you can hear it. You don't need to use the eyes, but you can see it. So Kuan Yin, Bodhisattva, became Kuan Yin because she practiced the Kuan Yin method, means observing the sound, and is full of this evidence in Buddhist scriptures. Like, when you practice Kuan Yin, you can hear the sound of the sea waves, the sound of Brahma, the sound of thunder. Even in Bible mention it, that God speaks in the voice of thunder, like the sound of many water, etc. These things we can hear inside. Not just like ordinary sound, it's just you hear without the ears. But the more you hear, the more you know what God wants, and then you can do the will of God, instead of blindly doing things and clumsily following our own instinct and make a chaos of this world. So Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is the one who practiced on the sound. That's why her name is Kuan Yin. It is stated very clearly in the Lotus Sutra like that, how she be called like that, because she practiced the Kuan Yin method. Okay?
Does everyone get enlightened eventually?
Yes, eventually. Maybe a couple of aeons or so. Thousands of billions of years, if you haven't met a master who is experienced and who show you the quickest way.
Huh? How did you become a master? Did you train with a teacher?
Yes.
Can you describe God?
No. No, but I know him intimately, just like I know you. Just like I see you. I can see him just like I see you.
Before we descend to this world of matter, we were pure as God. But why were we asked or forced to descend to this world to experience these everyday difficulties?
So that we learn. Learn to be God. We are born from God, but then we are not God. Just like you're born from your parents, but you were not yet grown up. So parents send you to school with difficult examinations and all kind of class homeworks, and make you feel headache, and sometimes you cannot sleep enough and you cannot play because of the schoolwork. But they have to send you there. Okay? Same way with God. All these are experience for us to grow. Otherwise we become just like spoiled angels, doing nothing, knowing nothing, having no inheritance of God's power.
Thank you for this experience. You spoke of no longer being the doer. Master, please expand upon this.
Explain?
Expand. Explain more. Expand upon this.
Of not being in doer? It's very difficult to explain to you. But these come through experiences. It has two levels of understanding. First, through meditational experiences, and later, through just grace, just living in the presence of God, and you don't even know that you have healed people in 1,000 miles apart. You don't even know that you bring goodness to those near you. But you do all the same, and people know it. So to do without doing, The first stage, before I met you, I had the experience of being one with the whole universe. But this I cannot describe to you. You just know it in the meditational samadhi. You can call it a samadhi. Samadhi. You just be in the state of non-desires. Of, you can call nirvana or kingdom of God, whatever you want. You be one with God. You just know it. In that state, you can only exclaim, I and my Father are one. I and all the beings in the universe are one. But you have no way to explain or to describe it. I regret to disappoint you. But I invite you to come to me and let me show you how to experience it yourself. Because I cannot describe it in the human language, what I know.
Can Guan Yin method be used for healing the body?
No, but yes. Mm. If you are supposed to be healed, then you get healed. Most of our people get healed, even from cancer, after initiation. And some of our patients, just now I was in Singapore, one of the girls just sit there and cry and say, thank me for helping her, but I don't know nothing about it. I say, she say, well, after initiation, the doctor discovered she has stomach cancer or something, and definitely want to cut her, yeah, to operate her. And then she was even administered the anesthetic injection, but she was fully awake. She didn't go into coma. And then the doctor just searched her stomach and said, hey, it's gone. So no more operation needed. She said, well, push out again. Just like that. Yeah. Many of these situations have happened. Therefore, I told you, all the healing powers are within you. If you practice well, you sincerely, if you seek the kingdom of God, all the things shall be added unto you. But sometimes the time is not proper. Therefore, probably you experience some illness. But God power will take away already half or two-thirds of it in most cases. But I do not boast about this because I don't want people to come to me or to come to God with a motivation just because they want to take care of their body alone. If we come to God with a sincerity, then God will give us a lot of things. But if we come to demand just one thing or another, probably we will be disappointed. That is because we should surrender our ego. We should let God run the universe and not dictating God what to do. Therefore, I don't advocate healing power or miracles in our power. If we have it, we don't use it even. We just let God grace whomever He wants and whenever He wants, in whatever situation is fit. Yeah, I don't use healing power myself. Even though my disciples claim that I have a lot of healing powers, I don't know. I don't use them.
Also, why is the Guan Yin method suitable for 16 to 65-year-olds and not for people over 65, or indeed to those under 16?
No, under 12. No, we have initiated children from 6, yeah? If they have their parents or protectors who are meditating with them, in case they don't know what to do, and children is very young, you know? They might do something that is not proper, or just to help them or to protect them, by the way, yeah? Keep them in line with the precepts and vegetarian, cook for them, etc. Yeah? Children, how can they cook? Yeah? That's it. And above 65, if you have been vegetarian for a long time, it's fine. It's if above 65 or 70, we worry that you might not be able to adapt to the long sitting procedure, also vegetarian diet. So might just well start it anew. Yeah? You have not a long way to go. You come back again and start it. All right? But we put you on the waiting list inside. So we won't forget you next time when you come back. All right? Don't worry. As long as you're sincere, You can be taken up without having initiation. Now, for example, we will offer the people, non-vegetarian people, a so-called expedient method, convenient method, so that you'll be convenient to eat vegetarian whenever you're convenient. And also for the older people not to be so being such a dilemma to having to follow a vegetarian diet. Okay?
What is your attitude to abortion, contraception, sterilization, and the abortion pill?
Abortion pill?
Abortion pill.
They have their own pill even? What do you want me to say? These are the affair of you, human people. I come to teach you the kingdom of God. Okay? And should you follow it, then you know the answer yourself. According to circumstances.
Okay. Why is it that even when living the way God has told us, loving our neighbor, not killing, not desiring material things, there is still an emptiness in my heart?
Yes, because you have not come in contact with the God within you. You only do His commandment, but you have not known the commander in chief. Get to know Him and then you feel fulfilled.
Plants do have life also. What is the reason to become vegetarian and why?
Well, then we should die, all of us. Eat nothing. Would be the best, I agree. If you can do it, welcome. Well, we have to eat something, no? Jesus ate something, Buddha ate something. It's all right to take vegetable, because in the Bible, even in the Old Testament, it is say so. God say, I made all the beautiful fruits which is pleasing to your eyes and pleasing to your taste, and all the herbs in the field, they are your food. No? He didn't forbid us to eat vegetarian diet, so why not? You don't study the Bible well. That's the trouble with you. Okay.
Why is it detrimental to our spiritual progress to practice any meditations that involve breath control?
Because breathing is ephemeral. Everything we use concerning ephemeral phenomena, it will end in ephemeral. So what we practice is using our own kingdom of God, our own wisdom, which is eternal. Therefore, we can get eternal lasting happiness. Okay?
What is mind?
What is mind? You operate your head and see it. Mind is the one that makes you drink coffee when you don't want to drink it. Make you have two wives when you know you should have only one. Okay? And cause a lot of trouble when you know you should have peace. Very stubborn, obstinate. Mind is the only computer. The only computer, and registered all things that happen around it and put out again the same information whether the circumstance has changed or not. Therefore, sometimes we make mistake and we have very harsh judgment in some cases because the mind has registered the same information but two different circumstances. Therefore, we have not learned to be flexible. Therefore, we stumble and we suffer. That's why we had to learn to get in touch with the real source of wisdom and then handle every situation accordingly without condemnation, only with love and with understanding.
How can the majority of people find 2.5 hours daily to meditate? Can this time be reduced to be effective?
You don't have to sit straight 2.5 hours. You can get up early 1 hour in the morning, half an hour at lunch break, and another hour in the evening. Less television, less rock and roll, etc., maybe, or less talk on the phone, save the phone bill even. And then we will have a lot more time. Actually, we have more time than we are supposed to do. We just waste them because we don't have anything else to do. But now we have a purpose. We have another work to do. We will concentrate and we will have time for that. And even when you sit on the bus, you can meditate. I'll show you how later at the time of initiation. When you sit on the airplane, you can meditate. When you sit on the beach to enjoy the breeze, the fresh air, you can meditate. When you sit in the park, you can meditate. But not when you drive the car, please. Yeah. Very easy to get 2.5 hours. In fact, you can have more time.
Do you believe in marriage?
I do. Why not? If I don't believe in marriage, where do I come from?
If one is enlightened, is he or she still subject to the law of causation?
No. But he respects the law of causation. But she probably suffer also because of the disciples, sharing with them the burdens. Just like you yourself go around empty-handed, but if your friends, neighbor, and carry too much stuff, which he needs, probably he was ill, he take a lot of medicine, or probably he needs food, more special food, and he takes a lot of stuff with him, then you cannot just bear to see your best friend burdened with all this stuff, so you share half of the luggage. Yeah? Therefore, you burden also. Even though you don't need this medical stuff, you don't need extra food, but you are burdened with these because of love for the friend. Therefore, the enlightened person may undergo some apparent effect from the karma, but actually, he or she is free from it.
About almighty power, can it change the movement of the sun or planets? Or should we understand almighty power as spiritual meaning? Because I cannot believe the miracles written in the Bible.
You should. We can experience these miracles right now. Then you will believe. Anything the almighty power can do, but as God sees fit, not as our dictation. But all the miracles in the Bible is true. These are children play. There's nothing big deal that you could not believe. There are much more to that, much more than that. These are just a very fragmentary records of what a master can do. Even these nowadays, I've seen with my eyes some of the Hindus, monks, they walk across the water. And not walk halfway across the swift flowing currents. And they want to teach me how to do it. But I refuse. I say, I use the boat. It's cheap. Very cheap. And some people still nowadays, if you read the book from Alexander David Neal, you have seen she recorded many miracles in Tibet. People can fly around in the air right now. And he has to chain himself a lot of metal blocks so that he sometimes can land. Otherwise he fly all the time in the air. There are many such things. It's very simple. And to turn water into milk and all that, this is there. You can buy them in India, these miracle tricks. If you want, you go to India and search some sadhus and learn with them. No need to doubt the Bible. Because Jesus wasn't very proud of these miracles anyhow. For example, when her mother tried to demonstrate his supernatural power by telling people to prepare the jars of water and put outside and tell them to go and turn it into wine. He said, Mother, why? Why you make me do this thing? Remember? Is that not so? Why you forced me doing this? He wasn't very pleased about it. And then when somebody was sick and then touched his garment and became healed, He said, oh, your faith had healed you. And sometimes when some miracle things happen, he say, oh, it's not me, it's my father who does it. Okay, so these things should not be an obstacle to you to put faith into Christianity or Jesus, into his greatness. He is greater than these miracles. These are just byproducts, and he was forced to do it in some circumstances. For example, he healed some people because at that time the medical treatment was very expensive and rare. People are poor and needy. Understand? If he's born here now, probably he wouldn't do it to attract you. But the teaching of him is important. The teaching of him, the imparting of knowledge is important, not the miracles.
How souls were created, and can they be destroyed?
No, soul cannot be destroyed because it's not material. Anything is born and having a material shape will be destroyed, but not the soul. The space cannot be destroyed. Understand? Space, something like space cannot be destroyed.
Why God creates this world?
So that we can know each other today, at least, huh?
I agree what you say. In my opinion, not that God created human beings, but that human beings created God. Do you agree?
Yes and no. Depends on what you mean by God. Because God is our own wisdom. And that has no need for any creative power. It exists alone. It exists before all things. That is God. And from that power we came, and to that power we return.
Didn't your disciples just needlessly kill those flowers they presented you?
Oh, what a pity. Shall we cry? Huh? Shall I repent for it? They don't kill these flowers that were already sold in the market. Okay? And if you don't want them, then tell them next time don't buy. I told them many times not to buy anything for me. But I can't always stop people expressing their love. Actually, the flowers are sold plenty in the market, whether you buy them or not. Is that not so? We are not so fanatic. It's all right, just be ordinary. Flowers will be withered one day. We don't kill by cutting flowers, there will be more. But if you cut an animal's head, it won't grow the second head. That's the difference, okay? You cut one flower, it becomes five next. The flower likes to be trimmed sometimes, you know it. If you ask the florist not to cut his flower, his roses, he will say, you're idiot. Because by cutting it, it will grow again next year, right? Have to do it. Please, study more. And I seek your blessing. I am all of goodwill. I mean no harm even to flowers. But I cannot stop people who want to present it to me. And I cannot make the florist bankrupt because of my teaching. They mean no harm to the flowers. They just please you with all these, reasonable things that you can express your love with.
Is it true the teacher cannot teach until the pupil is ready?
Right. It's true.
What is it that you have that I don't have?
No, nothing. I told you already what I have, you have. It's just that probably I know what I have, and you don't know yet what you have, but you will know if you let me show you how and where. Huh?
Could you please give a briefing on meditation? How do you go about it?
Meditation itself is an empty word if you don't have sincerity and perseverance. If we truly want to know our true self, that is a true meditation. Whether you sit, you stand, you lay, you go about with your business, you are always centered in this sincerity, wanting to know God, wanting to know your real self. That is meditation. And so we just show you how to collect your scattered attentions and focuses on the wisdom center within our so-called apparent body, within the brain. Yeah, it is the human language. Actually, there is no center, but I have to start somewhere and to tell you to focus. And later on, you will even don't know that you have a body. When you are in samadhi, you experience bliss, light, and all the wisdom and all the questions will be answered to you, and all the desires will drop off. You still continue to serve the society in a greater capacity and love, but you desire for no fruits. You just carry on your business without attachment. And the meditational practice is very easy, but you need an experienced friend to teach you. That's all. If you already know it, or if you know an experienced teacher, then no need. If you don't, may I help you? But we have to explain it in detail, because if you do it wrong, or if your motive is not pure, you might have side effect. That's why it's better to have a commitment to a teacher and learn the whole course in time. That's all, okay?
I have been through the experience of enlightenment, but now need to know how best to maintain my oneness with God's light.
If you do it through a teacher, then ask him. Okay? If you don't have a teacher, then come to our initiation so that I may help you further to maintain that.
Many times you have quoted the words of Jesus as mentioned in the Bible. How do you regard the Bible?
What a question. What a question. How would you answer this question, please, this gentleman over there? Curly hair, or that, straight hair even. Yes, you answer. Answer him. What? The words of God. He said this, these are words of God. Are you satisfied? Yeah?
Master, we leave some time for the Vietnamese and Chinese questions now.
Please, yeah, yes.
Thưa sư cô, tôi muốn được truyền tâm pháp nhưng lại ở xa. Vậy nếu tôi ăn chay 3 tháng thì sẽ được sư cô truyền tâm pháp? Theo như cuộn video tôi đã coi, tôi có thắc mắc là không biết sư cô sẽ truyền pháp bằng cách nào.
I would like to be the initiated, but I live far away from here. But if I have been vegetarian for 3 months, and how are you going to initiate, to give me initiation according to the videotape I have seen? This is my questions. I don't know how Master will give me initiation.
I will send someone if I'm not there personally, because the initiation doesn't need language and doesn't need my personal appearance at the place, okay? We do it regardless of space and time. Anytime you're ready, we're ready for you. We find a means to do it.
Kính thưa sư phụ, con đã ăn chay và thọ tâm ấn, nhưng gia đình con còn ăn mặn. Con còn nấu mặn, như vậy con có bị công nghiệp không?
No.
Master, I have been vegetarian and have been initiated, but my family is still eating meat, and I'm still cooking meat dishes and dishes with meat.
It's okay, it's okay. It's okay. Do what is required of you. You cannot let them starve, you know?
Kính chào sư phụ, tôi có gì thắc mắc. Chưa sư nào giải thích cho tôi thỏa mãn. Con người từ đâu đến?
Master, I have some questions that no other monks that has explained to me satisfactorily. Where does human being come from?
Even the Buddha did not answer this.
Người nói lên thiên đàng, người nói xuống địa ngục.
We are going to go after death. Someone says that we are going to the paradise, and some other says that we will go to hell.
You go to paradise if you are virtuous, and you go to hell if you registered there.
Trong ngũ giới có cấm thoa son đánh thấn, như vậy có phạm ngũ giới không?
In the five precepts, there's some things that prohibit that we put a makeup on our face.
No.
If we do so, do we violate it?
No. It didn't say so. Five precepts, only not harming other sentient beings, not killing, yeah? Not stealing, not commit adultery, not drinking alcohol or all these things, I mean the drugs and all that. And the other is not gambling, huh? Are not telling lies. These are only five. The Buddha didn't say don't put on makeup, okay? Don't make it more complicated than it already is.
Thưa sư phụ, tinh hoa của pháp môn mà sư phụ giảng là gì? Có những điểm nào quan trọng? Có ích lợi gì cho cuộc sống hiện hữu? Có ích lợi sau khi con người lìa khỏi cuộc sống?
Dear Master, what is the essence of the Kuan Yin method that you are teaching? What is the important points? What is the benefit for our life, our current life? And what is the good for us when we live this life?
The essence is that you will get in touch with your Buddha nature, or your kingdom of God. And it will benefit you right now as well as the life after, because you have wisdom and you handle every situation in life in a more proper way. And then after you leave this world, you will go to your proper places in heaven or nirvana, and continue to serve the whole universe in your capacity there.
Thưa sư phụ, có nhiều người bảo rằng mấy ông chồng nên truyền tâm ấn vì phải ăn chay, mà đàn ông ăn chay thì không làm tròn bổn phận của người chồng. Như vậy gia đình sẽ mất hạnh phúc. Sư cô nghĩ sao về ý nghĩ này?
Dear Master, there are many people say that the husband should not eat vegetarian diet, because if a male person eat vegetarian diet, he cannot fulfill his duty as a husband. So the family will not have a happiness. What is your opinion?
Is that true? Is that true? You answer me. Is that true? You didn't fulfill your duty as husband? Did you fulfill your duty? Yes, he did. So please, you accuse me for all the things that I never know. All my disciples were lay person. Some of them husbands and wives, and they continue to have children. I have no ban on anything. Just I advise them to be moderate in all things. That's all. Okay.
Thưa sư cô, có phải con người làm nhiều điều tội lỗi thì có thể xuất cấp đầu thai làm các loài thú không?
Dear Master, is it true that when a human being commit many sins, they have to be downgraded into animals in the next life?
The Buddha say so. The Buddha say yes.
Vì sao sự chiếm hữu vật chất càng nhiều thường làm cản trở sự tiến hóa về tinh thần?
Why is it that the more material things that we get, at the more obstructs we have, but in the spiritual progress?
It's not that the material things obstruct our spiritual progress. It's our attitude toward them that obstruct us. Because if you remember, in the time of Buddha, there are many kings and many rich people follow him, and they attain enlightenment all the same. In fact, one of them, I call Yimo, he was a lay person. He was very rich, and he was more or less equally as Buddha, because he was so highly enlightened and powerful. It is because he has a lot of possession, but he is not attached to it. So take care of your attitude, not put away your possession. Yeah, put away your attachment, not possession.
Huệ nhãn có thể tự khai mở do công phu hành trình hay phải nhờ lực lượng minh sư.
The wisdom is opened by itself through the diligent practice, a spiritual practice, or we have to rely on the master's blessing.
Both. Rely on both. It's the best. It's the most assured.
Xin sư cô nói về sự tiến hóa của một linh hồn từ lúc bắt đầu đến khi hoàn tất.
Can you tell me the progress of the soul since the beginning and to the end?
If I have time and if you have time, if we stay here forever, then I will tell you.
Thưa sư cô, nếu chồng tôi muốn có vợ bé, tôi ly dị với ông ấy, tôi có tội với con tôi không? Bởi vì tôi cảm thấy ghê sợ, không muốn ăn ở với ông ấy, nếu ông ấy ăn ở với người đàn bà khác.
Dear Master, if my husband has a concubine and I divorce him, do I commit some sort of sins against my children? Because I feel scared not to live with him.
To live with him, to share the life with him. To live with him. Yeah. Yeah, you discussed it, to live with him. That's why I have told you no sexual misconduct, no adultery, because it's to protect your family and the happiness of your children. So I think you should not divorce him yet, but talk to him first and see where probably you go wrong. Maybe you neglect him, you don't love him enough, maybe you don't take care of the children clean enough, maybe you don't dress yourself beautifully, and be a good wife to see if it works first. You don't just forsake a marriage so at random and quickly. You have maybe gone wrong somewhere, or maybe something missing in the family. So please rescue your marriage first. When it's absolutely cannot be mended, then maybe you consider divorce. Otherwise, of course, you don't sin against the children, but they will suffer a separate family and a split up, a loving atmosphere. Okay, if you want to sacrifice and you consider the children that much, then consider talking to your husband. Yeah, be loving to him and be beautiful. See what the opponent has that you don't have and learn to be better. Okay?
Dạ thưa, câu hỏi này của một em bé. Tại sao mình phải ăn chay? Con ăn chay Phật có giúp con thông minh sáng suốt không? Ăn chay con có thấy Phật không?
Dear Master, these are questions from a young girl. Why do I have to eat vegetarian diet? If I eat vegetarian food, does Buddha help me to become smarter, more intelligent? And if I eat vegetarian foods, can I see the manifestation of Buddha?
You eat vegetarian because you learn to love all the beings in this world. And whether you see the Buddhas or not, it depends on your sincerity and practice. And of course you will be less sickness and more intelligent. That is scientifically proved.
Thưa sư cô, con có gia đình và hai con. Con rất muốn ăn chay vì con cũng hiểu lợi ích của việc ăn chay như sư cô đã dạy trong sách. Nhưng nếu con ăn chay mà đôi khi con phí phạm đồ mặn, vì có khi hai con của con ăn thừa, như vậy con có tội không? Và làm sao để con ăn chay trường cho dễ? Vì dù con rất muốn, nhưng con vẫn còn thèm đồ ăn mặn.
Dear Master, I have a family and I have two children. I do want to eat vegetarian diet because I understand the good of eating vegetarian food as you have taught in your book. But if I eat vegetarian foods and sometimes I wasted the food with meat because there are some leftover of my two children. So if I do so, is it a sin?
No,
and how can I be a permanent vegetarian? Because I want to be vegetarian very much, but I still wanted to eat meat.
Then wait until you're ready. And pray that God will help you. Okay? We don't force anyone to be vegetarian if you're not ready, if you don't want to. We only help you if you want to. Okay? She said that when she meditates, I mean, not in our method, huh? She just meditates. And she just empty her mind and recite the Buddha's name, but she does not, get the samadhi, mean the trance, the peaceful-like state. She asked me whether she meditate like that is effective or not. Well, I say it has some effect, but very minimum. If you have samadhi, it would be the best. Then you can get in touch with the real Buddha nature.
About not killing. If a tiger wants to come and eat me, then what?
Where do you go to see the tiger anyhow? Is it so easy to just meet a tiger on the street? Your imagination is fantastic.
In the kitchen there are many ants. How do we fix this?
Be hygienic. Clean your kitchen all the time so the ants will not come.
Guan Yin is male or female? Buddha?
Neither. Buddha what?
Buddha or Bodhisattva?
Oh my God. I don't think she cares so much about her rank. But in the scripture, it says that Guan Yin was an ancient Buddha. Okay?
Can we change our destiny?
Yes, somehow, if we practice the Guan Yin method.
After initiation, if I eat meat or drink alcohol, will that affect Master? Will that trouble Master?
Yes, because we are one. But it affects you more, trouble you more. I can go free with all this, but you might not. Okay? The most person you should be concerned with is yourself.
我是观音菩萨的学生, 如果在学观音法门, 有没有冲突?
不会, 刚好, 更好。 Translate.
I am a follower of believing Guan Yin Pusa Bodhisattva, Guan Yin Bodhisattva. If I study Guan Yin method, will there be any problem, any conflict?
Answer?
No.
It would be better.
应心以后可不可以再读佛书还有持咒拜佛?
After initiation, can we read Buddhist books?
Sure. You can, only you understand better than before.
应心以后是不是一定可以解脱?
After initiation, is it a certainty that we will be liberated?
Yes, if you follow the practice.
师父我是大陆来的，大陆有很多修行人，非常渴望师父去大陆跟他们讲法，不晓得是不是师父会有机会到那边去帮助他们。
Master, I'm from mainland China. There are many spiritual practitioners there who are very anxious that Master go to mainland China to spread the Dharma. Can Master help us?
I go wherever God wants me to go. I cannot make decision. I would like to, but if God's willing, then it will happen.
师父最后一个问题，那个墨尔本的那个中国人说，师父这边很漂亮，希望下次师父能够再过来，能够再听师父演讲。谢谢你们的爱心，还有你们的开朗的拥护的精神，我是很感动。
如果上帝需要的话，我会再来。OK，Translate.
One of the Chinese said Melbourne is very beautiful and they hope that Master can come back again.
所以 I said, yes, Melbourne is beautiful and I surely love to go. But as again, depends on God's will and the affinity between us. Yeah, that's God's will. So thank you. I thank them for their love and supportive spirit. And I also thank you, the Australian residents and natives, for giving me such a warm, open and loving welcome. I wish you all the best in everything you do.
Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Join us tomorrow for To Nurture the Wisdom One Needs an Enlightened Master. A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May you and your loved ones be immersed in Heaven's loving grace.